The last 6 evenings in Portland have been marked by a surreal feeling of both solidarity and disconnect. Most parts of the city are quiet, with many people sheltering in place to try to prevent the spread of the pandemic. But each evening, as one approaches downtown, there is a roar. The roar of a crowd that has swelled larger and larger each night. Yesterday, Wednesday evening in Portland, tens of thousands of protesters took the street for the 6th night in a row to call for an end to police violence and racism toward Black people in this country. All of the protesters, at least that I saw, wore masks and tried to protect themselves, but could not stay silent. Police set up chain-link fences across several streets in downtown Portland to prevent people from marching to the Justice Center where prisoners are housed. After protesters managed to break into the Justice Center on Friday night, police feared they would return and try to free the hundreds of people imprisoned there. Here are some of the speakers from last night's rally in Waterfront Park.
There was a time before police. There's going to be a time after police. We're going to envision it. We're going to practice restorative justice. We're going to have safety without fear, without violence. We are going to fund Black futures. We are not going to pay $400 million a year for Black displacement. We are not going to pay for Black disenfranchisement.
Right.
We are not going to pay for Black debt. We're going to resource Black futures. We have 3 demands. We need your support. We need your voices. Number 1, we must defund the police.
Yes.
Right now.
Zero.
In 1 week from today, we want our city council committing $50 million out of the budget this year.
Yes.
For the We're moving to zero. Cut it down now. Number 2, we want all of that money reinvested into our community's future. Here in the midst of a devastating crisis, health, social, and economic, its impacts are on Black people, Indigenous people, immigrants and refugees, brown folks in our community. We're on the front lines, essential workers, dying, being evicted, houseless, being swept. We need community-led health and safety strategies. We need our people to get housed. We need our people to stay housed. We have to have our basic needs resourced now. In 1968, there's not a decade that our police department has not been under investigation, under settlement order, or under consent decree by the U.S. Department of Justice. They've always been this way. Profiling, rights violation, murder against Black people, against people with disabilities, against people in mental health crisis. They profile. They lie about it with distorted statistics.
Do you think we're doing nothing? Do you think we're doing nothing?
No!
Yeah, we're being peaceful, but we're being loud. We are being loud as hell. Don't forget that. We're not being passive right now. We're not being passive. There's a difference. I need those of you who are able to do so to have my back. We are here together. They are there protesting the way they need to protest. Riots are the result of those who are silenced who need to take action. They are taking action the way they need to take. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. And we need to still be able to support them. We are peaceful. That doesn't mean we can't support them though, that we can't aid them and help them out. Help pull them when they are hurt and injured. Because they're doing the same exact thing we're doing. They're trying to make change. All right? You got my back? You got my back?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just need those who are ready to stay ready. Now, we don't got to get violent. Like I said last night, be 100% peaceful, 0% victim, right? I'm nobody's victim. Be ready for a smoke, but we don't. Well, listen, we're here to peacefully protest and deliver this message, and we don't have to be here as long as we're going to have to be here. We're watching y'all, all right? Front lines. If you see children, get them the f*** out of there. The cops don't care. Especially if it's a black kid. I don't know if you noticed. They don't care. They have their own agenda. They're laughing behind our backs. We've heard it on the scanners. Understand this. It's a peaceful protest, but I really don't want to have a conversation with them. I want them gone. I want them gone, I bet. They're putting more money into the military than they are into our children. How does that make any sense? Where's the enemy? I don't see any enemy. All I see are my fellow patrons. So let's just remember, we are what makes this city great. We are what gives them power. We are their backbone. They are nothing without us. They will have you think. They will have you think that you're weak and they are strong. They got some grenades. They got all the, but we are the people. What are they without us? It feels like the whole city's here right now. It feels like the whole city's here right now. It feels like the entire city's here right now. Beautiful day to cause some mayhem. Beautiful day to disrupt some I thank you guys so much for being here. If you are black, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for giving a f- for so much of my life. I've seen people turn the other way and ignore my plight. I've never felt like anybody ever understood me. I've never felt like there was anybody in this city that looked like me, that felt like me, that lived like me. They done broke us up. You remember when Portland used to be black?
Right.
The neighborhood I grew up in had more black families than not. I'm the last black family in my neighborhood.
Right.
But, in respect for all of you that are here, I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
That's my house. You can't buy my house. Go somewhere. Build Concordia somewhere else. I don't care. Today is about peaceful change. It's about progress. And progress does not come easily. It's going to take time. We're here for the long road. It's not a short game. This is war. Make no mistakes, this is war. Make no mistakes, this is war. So in the spirit of that, I want to remind you guys, know your enemy.
Right.
There is nobody, no organization more sneaky than your government. There's no organization in this goddamn world more sneaky than your government. Guess what? The government controls the narrative. When have they ever labeled the KKK a terrorist organization? Oh, they are the KKK. They are the KKK. It just feels like people are tired, man. It's never been like this in this city. It's never been like this in this country, at least not while I've been alive. We've had protests in this city before. It never looked like this.
Right.
Before and after pictures, nuts. It looks like the Trump inauguration versus Obama's. And I think that's beautiful. A little ironic, too. So while he's in his bunker, we're out here in these streets, occupying, disrupting, letting our voices be heard, letting them know, we see you. Can everybody say, we see you?
We see you.
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 We're going to have Reverend Edie Mondenake come up and talk to you, the president of the Portland chapter of the NAACP.
2 weeks ago, I didn't think I would be here. Yep. I certainly couldn't predict that I would have been in this place 2 weeks ago, but I'm grateful. I'm honored that you are letting me talk. Slightly more to the mic. Alright, I'll work on it. Alright. Alright. As I was saying, 2 weeks ago I didn't think I'd be here in front of you, but I'm grateful for the opportunity to be in front of you. Honored and grateful. Because this is a peaceful protest and I'm glad to be part of that. Actually, the last time I was in this park with this many people, believe it or not, it's true, was 2008 when Obama was right over there. Yep. Talking to Portland before he was president for the first time.
He packed it out, sure.
And that was a good moment for me. I had my kids, I was glad to be here, and what you're doing tonight is at least as important. You're fighting for the same thing. I've been alive a while. I was in Los Angeles during the Watts riots. I was in Los Angeles watching the 1968 Olympics with my father when the two young men held their fist up in the air. Tommy Smith and Juan Giancarlo. I was at an HBCU, Howard, in Washington, D.C. I marched in the March on Washington, the second March on Washington, in 1983.
Right.
I marched in the Bakke decision in 1970s, and all that time, I thought the marching was over, but here we are tonight, and you all are marching again, and it's basically marching for the same thing over and over and over again. And I'm glad I live to see this march, but I'm hoping this is the last march I have to see where we're marching for this thing again. Be unapologetic about telling your story to those who need to hear it. Some of the stories need to be told in our own households. Tell that story. Tell it. I've been asked in the last couple of weeks, last week and a half, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I can't tell you how many black men that I know that have been asked that question about what can we do? How can we be helping? And that's the allies. That's everybody. And, you know, start where you are. If you're at work and there's no black people in your office, work with the people that are there and raise the same conversations, have the same difficult conversations, have the same issues come up. Talk about it. Support your community-based organizations that are out there doing the work for you. They know the community, they work with the community, support them. You know, and you can help us end these, what is it now, 401 years of oppression of the black man in America. You know, we're not alone. You're our allies, but we have to have these conversations. I'll just wind up by saying, like Pastor Mondaneng, I'm George Floyd. I'm Michael Fesser. I'm my son. You know, these people are us. You are them, we are them. So let's wind up by just telling the truth. 2017 wasn't the largest inauguration. Kids in cages are a bad, bad thing. The police should be treated the same as every one of us. Follow the same rules. They're citizens just like us. Black men shouldn't be killed for being black men. And Portland and America, we must work to change these systems of oppression, disparity, unfairness, and injustice. And if we do that, we'll be all right, but we just have to start today.
Right.
Thank you.
Those were the voices of people speaking in downtown Portland last night at a protest against police brutality and racism. People are gathering at 6 p.m. Revolution Hall, Southeast 13th and Stark, to march to downtown to once again confront the scourge of racism in our society. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.